Okay, Mr. Salyer.
Good morning, and may it please the court. This is the second appeal of this IPR, as Judge Dyke and Hughes, you may recall, and it was remanded for the sole issue to determine whether a reference, the Miller reference, invalidated the claims. On appeal, on remand, there was a split decision. The board found that claim one was invalid over the Miller reference, but found that the remaining independent claims were not. In making that ruling, the board made a scope of the claims type decision that we believe was in error and should be reviewed under the de novo standard like all claim construction issues. Our briefs lay out in detail the basic reasons why we believe that to be an error by the board. But to summarize, all of the independent claims, as even this court noted in the first appeal.
Before we get to that, just a point of clarification. With respect to claim 7 of the 186, the combination of Miller and Alaster, that would the decision on that would not appear to be within the authority of the PTO because the remand was solely with respect to Miller alone.
Your Honor, there were unreached issues in the first
decision. Well, that may be, but...
The board never... I'm sorry, Your Honor.
We didn't address those, but we remanded only for a limited purpose. I don't understand how the fact that there may have been an error in the opinion of not preserving these other issues can help you at this point.
Well, Your Honor,
we were pretty clear about the remand. It was only Miller alone.
Yes, Your Honor, it was Miller alone. But there was never a decision rendered on Claim 7.
Yeah, but last time around on that combination, did you argue to us that that combination also rendered it obvious? And if it got remanded, the board should address that?
We argued what the board said. What the board said
to us?
To us, yes, Your Honor.
Well, then, isn't the fact that we remanded on Miller alone suggested that we didn't want that considered?
Your Honor, the decision that you rendered did not say one way or another whether the dependent claims would be considered under the combinations that were proposed.
I think the decision is pretty clear. We sent all of it back to only go look at Miller, not on anything else.
Well, under that rationale, Your Honor, there was never a decision rendered by the board before about 186.7. There was no written decision for this court to review because all it said was for the reasons that we found Claim 1 not to be patentable, same thing for Claim 7. That's all the board said in the first appeal.
But then you should have asked us to remand with respect to the dependent claims to allow something more than Miller alone. Did you argue that?
We did argue that, Your Honor. Okay. We argued that there should be a remand on all claims for multiple reasons. Your Honor's only
picked...
But
we rejected most of them.
You did reject... Yes, you rejected...
Well, we rejected everything except Miller alone.
Well, Your Honor, I'd have to go back and look, but my recollection is that we did raise in the first appeal that the dependent claim should be considered on remand because the board's rejection was only based on these grounds. They never addressed the merits.
Okay,
so,
but
I mean, this is an argument.
Made an error in limiting the remand to Miller alone with respect to the dependent claims, but there it is. Did you petition for rehearing on the ground that the scope of the remand was too limited?
Your Honor, here's what Your Honor said.
No, wait. Just answer my question. Did you ask for rehearing on the theory that the scope of our remand was too limited as to the dependent claims?
No, we did not. Because here's what this court said in its final rule, in its ruling last time. We vacate the board's patentability determinations. We vacate the obviousness determinations of all claims Board failed to consider those claims are unpatentable in view of Miller or Hicks alone. And then on remand, the board should consider whether the claims are unpatentable in light of our opinion. The claims. That's what it says. We went back down to the board. Well, there's multiple rulings.
The first part of that sentence. I know. Don't. I mean, you can argue all you want what you think we said, but I read that as Miller alone. So, I didn't look back and see if you raised this specific ground to us, but even if you did, if we remanded on Miller alone, you should have asked for rehearing to make it clear that the mandate should include that. Somebody asked for rehearing on something.
We did, Your Honor. We asked this to the unrelated patents.
And we did clarify that. So to the extent... So let me just, you have important arguments on the merits of the rest of the case to make. If we determine that the board exceeded its scope and shouldn't have reviewed the combination here, my understanding is that this particular claim, you agree, doesn't go down on Miller alone.
Yes, Your Honor, we do agree with that. Yeah, we're not.
So if we find the board exceeded its scope, then this claim is good.
Fair point. I mean, we thought that we didn't read the opinion that way. The board did not read the opinion that way. The board considered all the dependent claims, including those that had combinations, and rejected all but this one.
That's an excellent
found
point,
unpatentable. So both the parties never raised this issue below. They didn't raise it in the appellate briefs today. If Your Honors believe that was your mandate, then we'll certainly respect that. On the merits of the remaining independent claims, however, we believe that the board made a second error of claim construction as it did in the first appeal. And that error is failing to read the whole claim, the scope of the claim, as the board said in ruling claim one was unpatentable over Miller. And as this court said in its first opinion, all of these independent claims are set out in very similar fashion. They recite a series of known parts of trees that are then described as being couplable, connectable, electrically connectable, in various, very similar ways.
Counsel?
Yes, Your Honor.
I'm seeing a difference between claim one of the 186 patent and some of the other claims. And that claim one of the 186 patent talks about having an electrical connection, and then it talks about having a mechanical connection. Whereas some of the other claims say, for example, wherein the tree is mechanically and electrically connectable to a first tree portion, by coupling the lower end of the second trunk body to an upper end of the first trunk body, thereby causing an electrical connection, which does seem to tie the electrical and mechanical connections together, whereas claim one of the 186 patent does not, kind of like a claim interpretation issue. How do you respond to that specific language?
Certainly, Your Honor. I think all of the claims, one and just to pick on 10, if you looked at 10, which is the language I believe Your Honor was reading, all have this two things going on, mechanically and electrically. They all talk about coupleable. Indeed, claim one has a second wherein clause where coupling is also recited, the trunk ends are coupled. What is the missing thing that the board did not consider is that the thereby causing language in claim 10 is describing the electrical connection is made within the interior of the lighted artificial tree. And that phraseology added during prosecution creates a location for where that connection is made that Miller would meet. Because as opposed to a timing issue of when stuff is done, we believe that the thereby causing language is a locational issue describing where that connection is made. And in the Miller dangling connector, that connection can first be made outside of the tree because there are two plugs that dangle from the connect from the trunks. And then when the trees are coupled, the trunks are coupled, that interior, that electrical connection is brought within the tree.
So I understand what you're saying, but that's not really a claim construction argument. That's looking at Miller and doing a comparison. So just talking about the plain claim language, and so, first, you know, you look at the intrinsic evidence about the patent at issue. How do you respond to that plain claim language? Because it says it's not just the thereby causing. It's also the you know, by coupling. There's mechanical and electrical connection.
But you know, Your Honor,
by coupling a lower end of the second trunk body to an upper end of the first trunk body. So there's like one step, this coupling, that is providing both the mechanical and electrical connection.
Yeah, Your Honor, I believe that the claim is broad enough under the broadest reasonable interpretation standard to allow the reading that we've given to it. I certainly agree that there is a one step that would be covered by the claim. There's no doubt about that. But what is allowed by the claim, because of this last phrase here, is a two-step approach in which there would be a coupling of the trunks that would bring an already made electrical connection inside of the trunks. That's the
problem. What do you do with the bi-coupling language or the bi-aligning language in Claim 20?
Well, Your Honor, again, these are not method of assembly claims. There's not an order in which things have to be done. So there is a coupling of trunks that happens in every Christmas tree. I mean, they're always coupled when you have multiple parts. The question that this case raises, or this patent raises, is what does that look like for the claims that they drafted? And the drafting process coupled the ends and then said thereby causing the trunk connectors to make an electrical connection within an interior of the lighted tree.
Again, I just want your response to my language about bi-coupling. What specifically is your answer to that? Bi-aligning the second trunk portion with the first trunk portion along the common axis. You're going to that thereby clause again. You can tell me some answers. I think you could have some, but I want to hear one specifically for this language.
Sure. Bi-coupling means that the ends of these two trunks are put into contact with each other.
And your view is that that doesn't have to form an electrical and a mechanical connection.
My view is it has to form both, but that the electrical connection can be made within the interior of the tree.
It can be made beforehand.
Correct.
If the electrical connection occurs first by me plugging the tree back, and then I form the mechanical connection, how is it that the mechanical and electrical connectable is occurred by aligning the second trunk portion with the first portion?
Well, Your Honor, you're reading a lot of words together, and I think the claims split them up into the clauses. So what the bi-coupling is describing what's happening with the trunks. The electrical connection, it's not saying that they are coupled. It just says it thereby causes the electrical connection to be made within an interior of the lighted tree.
I'm going to read it to you specifically. It says, wherein the second tree portion is mechanically and electrically connectable to the first tree portion by aligning the second trunk portion with the first portion along a common axis. So, you know, I'm not omitting any words there. That's Claim 20. It's the wherein clause that occurs above the thereby.
Your Honor, I'm glad you went to Claim 20, because Claim 20 doesn't have thereby causing. Claim 20 has an alignment of tree portions that are coupled to form a first mechanical connection.
So if Claim 20 had the word thereby instead of just and forming, then we have a different situation, right?
You certainly would have a different situation, yes. So I think that Claim 20, like Claim 1 and Claim the other claims that we've contested, all have different language. And, you know, the board gave it one whitewash across and said all of them are the same. And what our broadest reasonable interpretation argument relies upon is that every claim term needs to be given meaning, that the broadest scope of the claim is what the board is supposed to apply, and that Claim 10 can be read such that the Miller two-step process is not the only way to read the claim.
I understand. Is it your view? I understand why you discussed the patent, that it does have two different environments, one in which there's a one-step process and one in which there's a multi-step process.
And there are lots of different reasons why a drug might not be effective.
The spec there are multiple ways in which these things are connected. Yes, they do describe how you could stick it in one place and have to rotate it and drop it in and make a second connection. So that over time, mechanical is made first and then electrical is made second. So that is a specification description. They also describe how it can be done at the same time. But the point is that the spec doesn't limit the claims. Your honors have done that routine multiple times. Yeah, yeah. But the language that they chose in their claims was to parse it out into these multiple things that are separated by commas and various connective phrases.
And what language? The dispute here really is they want, and the board found, that the same structure has to make the mechanical and electrical connection, right? That's a very narrow way of looking at this.
Yeah, that's a narrow way.
And it gets you out of Miller, or it gets them out of Miller.
Right.
What language would they have had to use, in your view, to have that narrow path?
They should have said securely fixed the connectors to each other. That's what they had to argue below, which is not what the claim says. The claim says the connectors are simply located within. They don't say they're...
Or they could have said a mechanical connection, which also creates an electrical connection.
They could have said that, yes, they could have said that. But the language, again, Your Honor, in this world, we fight about the language all the time. And I think that this broadest reasonable interpretation standard supports the Miller two-step process because they did not claim structure that requires mechanical and electrical to happen at the same time. All they claim, and that's why they lost Claim 1. I mean, when you look at the structure in Claim 1, it's the same structure that's in every other claim with small variations. So that if you can find that the Claim 1 language and the structures set out in that claim do not require a two-step process, then you, or do allow a one-step process, the same structure is in every other claim. So, Your Honor, by the board is in essence adding structure into the claims that was not in those claims. And that's where I think they ran afoul of the scope of these claims. So, and we've set it out into three different buckets. Each independent claim has its own little order of things. But I think Claim 20, which Judge Stoll just mentioned, has a very different structure. There's two different mechanical connections. I think Claim 10 and 28 and 7 of the other patent have a different structure in that they have within the interior of the lighted tree. And then I think that the Claim 187.1 has a very similar two-where-in phraseology to that used in Claim 1 of the 186. So I know I'm over time right now, so unless there's other questions, I'll reserve the rest for rebuttal.
All right, we'll give you 2 minutes for rebuttal.
Thank you, Your Honors.
Mr. Arends?
The concepts in the specification that we've gone through, the specification repeatedly describes the invention as using that concept of contraindication in the comparison to use the word. And then has exemplar reports which use phraseology that's very, very close to what is in the claim.
May it please the court, counsel. My name is Patrick Arends, and I represent the respondent, Willis Electric. As counsel mentioned, this is the second appeal in the 7-6 year saga of competitor versus competitor litigation.
Do you want to address that claim construction issue?
Yes, Your Honor.
Take Claim 20, where it seems to me is one example of this. And it says, it talks about making first mechanical connection and a second mechanical connection. And it says, thereby forming a second mechanical connection and forming an electrical connection. But the question is, in interpreting this claim, whether the word thereby applies to only the mechanical connection or it applies also to forming an electrical connection. And so under broadest reasonable interpretation, why wouldn't we interpret this as the thereby clause only applying to the mechanical connection and the forming an electrical connection being separate?
Well, I think this goes to one of the comments that Judge Stoll made. And if you look at the beginning
Try to answer my question.
Yes, Your Honor. When you look at the beginning of the where-in clause, it says that the second tree portion is mechanically and electrically connectable to the first tree portion by...
I want you to answer my question about the specific language I pointed you to.
Yes, Your Honor. But what I was trying to get...
Isn't it ambiguous as to whether that thereby language applies to only to the mechanical part of it or it applies to the mechanical and the electrical.
I don't think it is ambiguous. I think the first mechanical connection causes the second mechanical connection, which is causing the electrical connection, and that's all happening at the same time. That's how we would read the claim. And what I would submit, Your Honor, is it goes back to that first part of the where-in clause, where the second tree portion is mechanically and electrically connectable by aligning those two portions. So what the claim is saying is by aligning the two trunk portions, you are going to create a first mechanical connection, which is causing and creating a second mechanical connection and an electrical connection at the same time. And I think what's really important is that's missing
in claim
language.
So you're not relying on the thereby clause, you're relying on the earlier part of the claim language?
No, we are relying on the thereby form. Absolutely.
You're relying on both?
Yes, Your Honor.
If there was an argument in the case that this wasn't considered by the court.
I may be mistaken and unclear about this, and I'm sorry if I'm confused.
The petition for IPR equated.
The claims are mechanically and electrically connectable. And by aligning the first trunk portion with the second trunk portion.
I wasn't quite sure from the argument where there was a distinction.
And that goes on to...
What in that language says it has to be done in one step versus two steps?
Does CARES have any...
Well, I think that thereby forming language is saying that the first mechanical connection is thereby forming the second mechanical connection and electrical connection.
You're only talking about claim 20 there, because the other claims aren't specific about the mechanical connection thereby causing.
I'm talking about
both. No. Well, claim 20 is different.
The other claims talk about the coupling causing rather than the mechanical connection causing.
I'm sorry, I didn't hear that.
The other claims, 10, 28, and whatever it is, claim 7 of the... or the other patent, whatever it is, don't use the language mechanical connection as a predicate to the whereby clause. They just talk about the coupling causing the connection, right? And if the coupling is a two-step, then the thereby clause doesn't get you anywhere.
I do believe Claim 20 is different from all the other independent claims on appeal. Claims 1 and Claim 7 of the 187 patent are explicit that the electrical connection is made when the mechanical connection is made. And that is very clearly a one-step connection. Claim 1 of the 187 patent and Claim 7 of the 187 patent use the when language.
You want to read that language to us? You're looking at the 187 Claim 1?
Yes, it's in the first wherein stanza. It starts out wherein the second tree portion is mechanically couplable to the first tree portion about a central vertical axis, and the second tree portion is electrically connectable to the first tree portion such that a portion of the first electrical connector of the first trunk portion contacts a portion of the second trunk electrical connector of the second trunk portion when the first tree portion and the second tree portion are mechanically coupled.
Do you think that's your strongest claim language or argument?
I think they're all very strong. I think the when is very clear language, but I also submit that as you go on throughout the claim, it goes on to make clear that the second electrical contact, the first trunk connector, makes an electrical connection. Excuse me, and it goes on that the first tree portion makes an electrical connection with the first electrical contact of the trunk connector of the second tree portion, thereby creating an electrical connection. So it's talking about the mechanically coupling the tree portions, thereby creating an electrical connection.
Which claim language are you reading now?
That is claim 1 of the 187 patent, Your Honor.
Well, claim 1 of the 187 isn't before us, right?
It is before Your Honor.
I thought what was before us was claims 10, 20, and 28 of the 186 and claim 7 of the 187.
The board found claim one of the 187 patent not unpatentable. And my understanding is that Polygroup has appealed that decision.
Would Mr. Jackson, Mr. Peterson come forward, please? It
has appealed that decision.
That's correct, Your Honor.
So for the 187, it's just 1 and 7?
That's correct, Your Honor.
And 7 has another issue we've already talked about.
Those are the independent claims of the 187 patent. The issues that I think you're referencing are dependent claim 7 of the 186 patent.
Oh, okay.
So that's a different issue, Your Honor.
So 1 and 7 of the 187 are similar in your view?
That's right.
I noticed in the blue brief on page 3, there's a lot of claims mentioned under issue 2, including some dependent claims. Are you saying those aren't at issue, or that those rise and fall with the independent claims?
I'm sorry, Your Honor. Except for dependent claim 7 of the 186 patent, the dependent claims that are on appeal rise and fall, we would submit with the independent claims. I apologize for being unclear about that. What I do think is critically important, as the board did, is to look also at claim 1 of the 186 patent. As Your Honor mentioned, the board construed or understood the plain language of that claim not to require sort of a mechanical connection causing an electrical connection. And when you look at the claim language of claim 1, it's missing the important claim terms that the board relied on in its decision. Specifically, in the wherein clause, the second tree portion is only mechanically couplable to the first tree portion. And then the thereby creating an electrical connection is only referring to the electrical contacts. Whereas when you look at the all the other claims on appeal, that they reference the mechanically and electrically connectable by either aligning or coupling, and then go on to say that the connecting of the trunk portions is what is thereby causing an electrical connection.
So claim 7 of the 187 patent, that doesn't have the when language that we see in claim 1 of the 187 patent. Is that right?
That's not right.
Okay.
So it does have the when language. It's at the bottom of the claim, the bottom half of the last stanza. The electrical connection being made when the lower end of the second trunk body is coupled to the upper end of the first trunk body. So,
okay, but it all seems to turn on what, or in large part, seems to turn on what's meant by coupled, whether coupled is necessarily a one-step mechanical connection or whether coupled can be a two-step process, including a mechanical connection and an electrical connection separate from each other, right?
I disagree, Your Honor. I think the claim language is talking, when it's talking about coupled, it's talking about coupling or joining the lower end of the trunk body to the upper end of the trunk body.
No, what I'm saying is that to a large extent, this claim construction turns on what you understand coupled to mean, whether it's just talking about a mechanical connection or whether it can be interpreted to mean a two-step connection with a mechanical connection separate from an electrical connection.
That is the issue that Polygroup has raised. I would submit that it's not properly considered a claim construction issue.
It's not a claim construction issue?
Well, in terms of the way that it was presented to the board, and I would submit that it's been waived since, because there has been no construction of coupled. There has been no, analysis of the specification or the prosecution history, the extrinsic evidence. The board was applying the plain language, which is what Polygroup has asked the board to do. And on review, I think that the substantial evidence standard should apply to map the claim language to what the board factually found as
the prior. Coupled doesn't have a plain meaning as being limited to a mechanical connection, right?
When used,
correct. Coupled doesn't necessarily mean a mechanical connection.
In the context of these claims, I think the only kind of reasonable construction would be that connecting the coupling of the lower end of the trunk portion with the other portion would be a mechanical connection that would lead to an electrical connection.
although this error is referred to in the board.
So in your view, the word coupling excludes an electrical connection?
I would not go that far in the abstract, Your Honor.
Well, that's the problem. We're dealing with plain meaning. So plain meaning, coupled can mean mechanical or electrical, right?
The board concluded...
Do you know if the word coupled is used in your specification?
I don't know without checking, Your Honor.
Still fail to identify where any element of the claim is found in Zorkas. The board has concluded...
Counsel, there's a very famous quote in an opinion from the Seventh Circuit.
I would go back, Your Honor, and accept that the claims are mechanically and electrically couplable or connectable, and so coupling could be mechanically and electrically. And I think the way that they are described, the claims are describing the process is by aligning or coupling the physical trunk portions.
Okay, so would you also agree that coupled doesn't necessarily mean a single step?
No, coupling does, in these claims, does mean a single step.
How do we know that?
Because of the syntax of the claim language, in that they are mechanically and electrically connectable, and they talk about how the mechanical connection causes or forms the electrical connection. Or in claims 1 and 7, how the mechanical connection or the electrical connection is made when the mechanical connection is made. The when language is key.
The when language appears in which claims?
Claim 1 and claim 7 of the 187.
But not in the other claims.
Let me just make sure I stated it correctly. Claims 1 and claim 7 of the 187 patent have the when language. The claims in the 186 patent do not have the when language. But they do have the thereby causing or thereby forming, which when you read the claim language in full, make clear that the mechanical connection is what is thereby causing or thereby...
What it's saying is that the coupling is causing, and the question is whether coupling is a single mechanical step or whether it can involve two steps.
But here, Your Honor, what it is talking about is coupling the trunk portions, the physical mechanical connection between the trunk portions.
Can I just ask, now claim 20 is a little different. It says by aligning the second trunk portion with the first trunk portion. That's mechanical for sure. But your position, as I understand it, is that that step of aligning is providing an electrical and a mechanical connection. Is that correct?
No, by aligning, it is a mechanical connection that it's functional language that has the structural features of the claim. And so by aligning the trunk portions, it is allowing for the electrical connection to be established.
I find this all confusing. If you'd really wanted this very narrow definition of what the invention is, why didn't you just write a narrow definition? This seems intentionally ambiguous to cover a whole host of things, which includes Miller, but also doesn't include Miller. I mean, it's not that hard to say the mechanical and electrical connections are made simultaneously through the same structure, which is what your point is, right?
That is correct, that the mechanical and electrical connection are happening at the same time.
It was very difficult.
I see my time's running out. I would.
But you're not pointing to anything in this that is clear that uses the word simultaneous or the same structure makes both connections or anything like that, right? All you have is the electrical and mechanical coupling, some when clauses, some thereby clauses. There's nothing as specific as what I suggested.
I believe the when language would be an example of being that specific, but it doesn't use the word simultaneous. And I see my time is up, so absent any other questions, thank you for your time and ask for an affirmation of the board.
Okay, thank you. Mr. Sellers, you have a couple minutes.
It thought that those, it had the right section number 8.2, but it thought.
I have 4 points. Number one, every one of these claims describes tree portions. Tree portions have multiple subparts.
So I know you said you have 4 points, but the thing that is most troubling to me is what your friend raised about the two 187 claims, which do seem to have that kind of wind language and stuff like that that may be a little different than the 186 claims, particularly in claim 7.
Your Honor, I think that, Your Honor said, they are very complicated, lots of stuff going on, but they all start with the same point, that there are multiple subparts that are described as making mechanical and electrical connections. I would say that the 186 language and the 186 claim 1 and all of the claims talk about mechanical connections and electrical connections, but the spec describes coupling as being.
I'm going to go back to Judge Hughes's question, which is it says the first trunk electrical connector, the first trunk portion contacts the portion of the second trunk electrical connector of the second trunk portion when the first tree portion and the second tree portion are mechanically coupled. How can you say that's not a one-step process?
Because the claim has already described the connection between the two things touching each other. So that the limitation that's added, it says the electrical connection being made when the lower end of the trunk is coupled to the upper end of the trunk. Miller would do that. That, again, it's because the electrical connection has already been made, and then when you couple the lower ends, it's also made. I mean, it's a duplicative claim. It has multiple facets to it, but it's not limited to just one thing. As Judge Hughes just said, it's not that they said there's one and only one way to do this. I think that the coupling is described in the patent specification in column 13, line 40 and following, as describing, as we all would probably know, when you start putting two things together, you've started coupling. But they're not mechanically connected until they're resting on each other. If you think of two tent poles, when you first put the one pole into the other, they've started to couple, but they're not mechanically connected, as the patent teaches, so they get all the way to the bottom, and one thing's touching another. So that there is this
time. Where is this
column 13 of the 186.
Is this the base portion made mechanically coupled and electrically connected by simply aligning the upper end of the base trunk portion?
Claim the 186, column 13, base portion may be mechanically coupled and electrically connected.
That's line 40.
Line 40 and following. There's a long description of all the way that these
there, are. You did, it uses a verb, I mean an adjective, mechanically coupled, right?
It does say mechanically coupled. The patent just says coupled. And the patent also.
The claim just says coupled.
I'm sorry?
You mean the claim?
The claim, I'm sorry, yes, Your Honor.
Right.
The claim just says coupled.
It specifies mechanical.
So, you know, the last point I'll make, and I know my time is up, I apologize, but and maybe I shouldn't make the last point. If I'm over time, I'll stop there. Unless Your Honors have other questions.
Okay.
All right.
Thank you very
much. Thank you, Your Honor.
Both counsel, the case is submitted.